Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking amp grazing with Dr. Richard Teague. Back with Dr. Teague in just a moment.
It's the Value Genetics Bull Sale for Davis Angus, Saturday, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market north of Clinton, Oklahoma on Highway 183. The sale starts at 12:30 and will feature 110 bulls and 35 commercial open heifers. Attend the sale live or online at dvauction.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you to check out their catalog at davisangus.com or call Jim at 580-331-8036 for more info. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull Sale, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market. Don't miss it.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Dr. Richard Teague is a professor and researcher based in Vernon, Texas for Texas AgriLife. He's done a lot of work in the area of sustainable rangeland management, including something called AMP grazing, adaptive multi-paddock grazing efforts. And he says his passion is to help cattle producers, ranchers especially, be successful.
There's a lot of problems we've got in agriculture. And what we've done, I grew up on a farm, so I'm looking for solutions that actually make things work for the farmer in terms of his bottom line and also improving the environment, the two which go hand together. So we have found the people through NRCS who have been improving their land and their profitability. So we're working closely with them to document what they've achieved and also how they've done it.
What do we need to do? In other words, how does a rancher get his arms around about, you know, basically being more productive with his grazing land?
Well, the first principle that we found works across the board to produce the really best results is to improve your soil function, which improves the way your whole ecosystem behaves, and build your profitability on that. So you have to plan to improve your soil health in order to improve your profitability. And that's what we're learning how to do in different environments.
What are some ways you can do that in a grazing situation?
Well, the first thing is that there's two things in grazing you've got to avoid. The one is overstocking, and the other one is overgrazing. Overstocking is having too few animals for the amount of grass you got on the ground, because there has to be enough grass there to feed the animals, but also to carry out the ecosystem functions that leaving enough grass behind does. And overgrazing is grazing for too long, so that you keep biting the same plants and destroying them and not allowing them adequate recovery after grazing for a short period. So it's a combination of those two things, and we call it adaptive multi-paddock grazing, because you've got to adapt. Every season is different. So you've got to adaptively change your stock numbers according to the amount of grass you get from one season to another, but you've also got to adapt in terms of how long you graze and how long you need to recover, because in a wet season, you can graze for a very short time, and it'll recover in a short time. But as you get into a drought, you've got to change that, because your recovery period is much greater in a dry period. So you've got to know how to adjust those in order to improve your profitability at the end of the day.
So literally staying right on top of how that pasture looks, and then moving those animals in a proactive way.
Yes, and one of the problems with research in academia is it does research on little plots. But in fact, you have to work with a whole ranch situation, because nobody manages a small plot. They all manage a whole ranch. So every farmer's got to know, how do I manage my whole farm or ranch in order to make the whole thing work well? You don't get that from doing small little plots the size of your bathroom.
So how do you do that at a commercial level then?
We have found the leading ranches through our contacts with NRCS mainly. The guys who, they go and measure the soil all the time, and they see who's doing well. We go and find out what they do and measure on their properties and see what they're doing relative to their neighbors, and start putting things together and say, fortunately, there's a lot of educators out there who've helped many ranches right around the world, and we are learning from them, because they've developed protocols in the planning and the monitoring to achieve both those goals. And if you get educated by those people who know how to put it into a full system, Academics don't usually do that. They just deal with their little subject, and they don't tie the whole thing together. And I grew up on a farm. I know that that doesn't work. You've got to know how the whole deal works.
Dr. Richard Teague, a big proponent of sustainable rangeland management. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale happening Saturday, March 3rd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale starts at noon featuring 85 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls bred for calving ease. Fertility tested and fully guaranteed, sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 and ask for your sale catalog today. That's Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale, March 3rd in Seminole. See you there.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.